Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. Glad all of you are with us again today. Our guest call-in number, 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. And we also have the chat room open. You're welcome to come there and give us your ideas, questions, and opinions. We'll be watching that all show. So again, our guest call-in number, 619-789-4304. So today we're kind of doing somewhat of a follow-up of a little bit of addition to last week's show. And our show today is, does a celebration of Christmas help us with our spiritual relationship? Which I think it seems like in some, lots of people's mind, it seems to do that or add to the holiday spirit, whatever you want to call it. So today we want to get further into that and talk about how that is actually helping, or if it's helping your spiritual connection or a spiritual relationship with the spirit of life, we'll call it. So, Sharon, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Edge of Truth.
Yes.
What is interesting, or what is important about who we are, our lives, and the different various relationships and other things that we find ourselves engaging in. For example, this very big societal holiday that we call Christmas, we have, through the last 10, 20 years, have made a lot of transitions in what that does to our lives, what we have allowed Christmas to become, and how we have allowed it to impact us. In the most basic level, we have shifted from Christmas simply being an enjoyment done in a more traditional way, which was celebrating the whole idea, whether you were, no matter what your religion was, the whole idea was ultimately about people getting together, enjoying each other, and having relationship, okay? So the holiday was people-centered. Now it has become strongly gift-centered. Plus, we have even changed the Christmas songs, the carols that we play at this time. We start playing and doing Christmas even before Thanksgiving. So what we've done is we've created, very true to duality, two types of Christmases, a secular Christmas and traditional Christmas. And it's the secular Christmas that is devouring the traditional Christmas. It is just taking over. You start to listen to Christmas carols, and now you'll have hours and hours of just secular songs about drippy love relationships and, Santa baby, really? Okay, so we were talking to some people about this, and they've started to actually say, yeah, there's Christmas carols I like, and there's Christmas carols I hate. I can't stand. Well, it turns out what we're talking about is this secular aspect, which just has changed the entire fun of what we let be an earworm in our head playing Christmas messages. Okay? And I was listening to a radio host talk about the shift of when Christmas carols changed. And it was forget who it was, but it was a female singer who came up with a Christmas song that was just nothing more than a love song. Just a strictly love song about, you know, would you love me, and trying to put a little Christmas sprinkling all over it. And apparently that song became a very big hit and became like new marker that started everybody, well, by everybody, I'm talking about a collective idea within the singing industry of other artists wanting to come up with their big Christmas hit. And they were interviewing one guy, and he goes, you know, it's really hard to come up with a way to write a song to give it your own thing, your own flavor that is your brand into this Christmas song. And I thought, what's wrong with us? My God, we have really lost our way. So as he kept talking about how this was such a challenging task, the whole time I'm thinking to myself, if you would just write a Christmas song that stayed true to the principles, then it would have that long-term, iconic, through time love for your song that every artist is looking for.
I think one of the things to look at there was just one of the keywords I put into our show today was heart to heart.
That's exactly right.
So if it's not, if that's, you know, Sharon's talking about it getting drug off into the marketing, advertising hoopla that gets everybody all whipped out and go in debt for the next year. For some reason, stood, they could have got together, had a great family dinner with friends, and it just, the feeling of it is really what it's all about. And this heart-to-heart connection is something that can just be day-to-day. It doesn't have to be Christmas. We've talked about this from the show years past. I mean, you get a heart-to-heart connection day-to-day. No, really, it's a spiritual life. It's a spiritual awakening. If you can do that with everybody, sure, there's going to be some stuff come up. But if we're going to have this holiday or whatever, these last Thanksgiving and Christmas, then where's all this really gone? You know, it's what we're talking about today.
You know, we've really become very jaded about so many things, including our holiday. Now, this particular holiday takes quite a beating with the secular mind because there's a strong attachment of what religions have done with it. You know, when I was a child and younger adult, I remembered you would enjoy going around this time of the year and just contemplating some of the beautiful attentions and nativity scenes, the ideas of some of the beautiful ways in which people would decorate an area. And the sense it would give you was celebratory, and it was warm, and it was touching your heart. Okay? So it was about taking time to reflect and separate ourselves from the crazy secular world. Now we're dragging the secular world into the whole holiday and mucking it up. Again, if we muck it up, what we do is we change its meaning for us. And we choose to allow these things to happen. If we didn't get all, like Will said, all frenzied up to go out on a buying spree and thinking we had to do all these things, then we would be freer to take that time that we're spending running around, shopping, getting caught in traffic, and getting all freaked out about the debt and what we can and can't do. If we sat down and asked ourselves, why are we allowing that inner frenzy? And most people, when I ask, they look at me with this blank look like, I don't know, I don't think about that. Of course not. The secular world does not want you to be moving within and getting a stronger inner relationship, because you can't get to others in relationship what you don't have within yourself. That's just the way it is. So what we're looking at here is our ability to inner reflect and ponder who we really are and the quality of our relationships, because we are a crystal spirit breathing our breath. And Beauty and the Joy was of this particular holiday, was often focusing deeper within our subconscious and unconscious mind, reaching our consciousness that was actually breathing our breath, and giving us a little bit of reflective time to be kinder, to reflect upon the message that is represented in the nativity scene. Religions have really put so much guilt and shame and so much dogmatic thought and ideation and idealism on the holidays themselves that they've actually created within many people a revulsion. And so that made people turn duality is what duality is, to the opposite side of that pendulum swing, which takes us where? To secularism. To the external world's values. From a self-gnosis perspective, I'm going to change the terminology a little bit. It takes us out of our gnosis and memory within ourselves that we are the divine aspect, and that the loving our neighbor as ourselves, the primary message that is represented by the nativity scene. Okay? Really, that's what's represented there. Religions have put their own, their own version of what all that should mean, which is basically putting a little blanket over it, each religion's special flavor. But woven into that woolly blanket were things like shame and guilt, and that we're not good enough, and we can't make certain types of changes without betraying God, the Creator, whatever. They all have blue, woven, woolly blankets. And you know which ones are in your religion by looking at what your religion is teaching you. How much does it betray the original meaning of we are divine beings and we are born each life with the opportunity to connect with that deep presence, which is who we are, which would be to remember, thus to know yourself. The very core meaning of the word self-gnosis is just as clear and straightforward as it can get. Know yourself. Know yourself. Self-gnosis. But know yourself as a higher self, which is a Christos spirit. It takes us back to the messages that the unconscious part of yourself or your consciousness is beating your heart and breathing your breath is seeking to resurrect through all the muck, through all the secular stuff, secular activities, secular ideas that are really a separation consciousness advocacy. And so, really, at the heart of what Christmas is about, below all the muck, pull off all the lily blankets, is simply, you can choose to be born back into your original consciousness. Now, the world has not, for thousands of years, given us a how to do this. That is a serious flaw, too. But if we could hold on to at least the idea, and we long and yearn, we attract from the Creator the answer. And with Aquarius, which is the age in which we are now living, we're moving out of that the age of Pisces. And I understand now, people don't always understand what that is. They think it's just a personality horoscope. But it's actually a movement of the stars, and there's mathematical equations that govern its movement and its vibratory rates and its meanings, okay? And what we're doing is we're moving into a step forward. We're more educated, and we're meant to know and remember more. But for the 2,000 years preceding where we are now is the message we see in this Christmas celebration. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you don't love yourself and recognize yourself as a divine being seeking to become one with the Creator, then you're already muddying up what you can love and give to your neighbor, to another human being, to any other human being, because we cannot change that we cannot give what we do not have. If I don't have an appropriate understanding and purified caring and loving within myself, then no matter how much I want to love you, it's going to be tainted by the very way in which my inner perception and recognition of myself is tainted. That's very powerful. That is what this Christmas celebration should be really looking at. Do we have something to celebrate? Well, if we can remember, absolutely. If we can choose to return to that part of ourselves as a priority, which is a oneness consciousness, love your neighbor as yourself, then are you not now looking at a most wonderful gift every year?
Well, that was pretty much what I was going to go into was, let's say, what issues, not really feeling that great, maybe you're depressed, whatever, and somebody comes along and has reconnected, we'll call it, or they're connected with their self, their inner part self, and so you feel this. Well, that's what Sharon's talking about. That is the real gift, is the heart-to-heart. Now you've been, we'll call it, somewhat touched by it, reignited by it. So then you can pass that along to anybody you want to. That's receptive.
And, you know, we know this full secular idea. We are getting all kinds of signs. And in our heart, we know there's something really wrong with it. It's become every year a little bit more shallow, a little less heart, a little more bliss, a little more getting and having. And what are we seeing arising? We're starting to hear people say, this is a very dangerous time of the year. Really pay attention to people who might be really depressed. People who are so feeling abandoned in relationships because they're not really feeling a connection of loving and caring that they matter or they can matter enough into another person's life that our hearts are warm, like a fire, like a beautiful fireplace. Our hearts are warm, okay? And instead, they're feeling this withdrawn contraction within themselves. And guess what's coming up around this time of the year? Suicide. Does that not strike you as something is terribly wrong here? If it doesn't strike you as that, I would suggest that you ponder for just one moment. Are you thinking? Are you really thinking? Are you using that spirit intelligence that you are to reflect? Or are you just deferring to in self-gnosis, what we would call the ego mind, which is the secular world, which is a world of separation consciousness. So here we have that duality. Christmas is to help us come back and remember We want to go to a oneness consciousness because that's beautiful. It warms us. It gives meaning to life. It gives us depth. And it fulfills us. And it's what makes the human race very different from other animals on this planet. Because the human body is a human man. And as I write about in all the books, Tango with the Divine, Preface to Your Eternity, and even the Business in Life, that the hue is your breath, and the breath is your spirit, and the spirit is the power that ignites your life, starts beating your heart, and starts brain activity. Come on. That's not hard to comprehend. If you just sat and thought about it for even 1 week, it'd be hard for you to really not notice that connection. I mean, it would be almost impossible. You would have to literally not really be thinking, right? Give yourself this gift of reflection
that
you are a spirit and a man body. A man body with Mother Earth. It's externalized and separate, but your consciousness, the hue, spirit, breathing your breath, we're one. It goes back to Carl Jung talking about the collective unconsciousness of humanity. But that collective unconsciousness he was talking about in the mind is actually given its existence from something that's even more non-concrete, more real. It's the real you. It's a consciousness that has no form, but it is the essence of love and light. It's your spirit intelligence. It's who you are. And you need to give birth to that part of yourself. And self-gnosis is a process, an outcome, and a gift. And you need to read about it because it's a new paradigm, and I call it doom. Not because it's brand new and it's never been known before. Well, it had not been remembered. We have forgotten. So it's new to us now. It's a new way of looking. What it is, it's a golden thread of truth. But the woolly blankets, all stripped off. Just the pure, raw truth. And how you can become an apprentice to your higher self. And heal that which is causing you pain, sorrow, separation. How you give birth to that crystal spirit within you as being the part of you that is you while you diminish your ego, which is in love with the secular world, and reignite and re-give a resurgence to your presence, which is a warm, more like a warm heart. And warm heart warms our heart because it nourishes us. We can cook with it. We can heat our body. We can enjoy the dancing of the flames. It's speaking to the deeper consciousness within you, which is your presence, your higher self, the part of you that you need to know again. That is the deepest, beautiful message that you can pull forward from the Christmas celebration. That self-gnosis, reading self-gnosis materials, they are books written for you. I don't need the information in them. I'm already the benefactor. I'm simply sharing with you so that you can get over this big hump that for thousands of years we all had to deal with. How? How do I birth that crystal spirit within myself? How do I bring that crystal spirit into my mind and diminish my ego in the process? How do I become my eternal, beautiful self? Self-gnosis books lay the track. You don't have to believe it. But if you don't read the books, if you don't take the time to slowly read sentence by sentence what the message is, what you're being instructed to re-understand so that you can, so that can ignite the truth that's dormant within, so that you can give this earth. Well, then you're rejecting something before you even know what it is you're rejecting. That's what the secular world is really good at helping us do, too. So don't let these books of self-gnosis stay in your blind spot. Pierce through that blind spot. Make that your Christmas gift to yourself so that next Christmas you have a momentum moving and have a deeper sense of what everything I'm talking to you about right now. This is the most priceless gift. But you have to give it to yourself. I've gone to the efforts, because believe me, I'm not fun having fun being an author. The books are not stories. They are instructional. They are teaching you what you need to remember. And you can read them slowly, digest the information, then you decide for yourself, is this for me now? Is this what I've been longing for? You have to decide for yourself. It's all about you. But again, it's a single babe in the manger, which means each person must birth their own remembrance self, their own self-gnosis. And then, from there, realize worship is not the answer. It never has. It's a great secular detour. Buying it, everybody, is another great secular detour. One more in modern time where we're all hung up on money and greed is actually devouring consciousness. So we want to get back to that. And the simple, simple messages in the books that were written for you. I've already gone to the effort to share and gift the world into print form or digital form, because the books are available both ways. You can buy them, make them your own. You can go to the library, ask the libraries. I have gone through a lot of effort to just simply gift you with the message that is the true heart of Christmas, and given it to you in such a way that you can see a new vision and realize you can empower yourself to birth who you really are, that you really want. You can do it now. You can ignore it. You can do it 10 lifetimes from now. But the beauty of doing it now means you stop creating more pain and sorrow, and you start literally moving yourself into your oneness, your peace, your love, your love. That can light the world through the truth of our loving nature. That's a gift. Doesn't that gift tantalize you in a beautiful, warm way? So, the names of the books are Big If in Life, The Biggest Purpose Ever Driving You, right? It's good to discover. We have Preface to Your Eternity, Unearthed Sacred Knowing. It's the first book of the Self-Gnosis Trilogy, which collectively is the modern-day rival to the Bible, and it's instructive, okay? If you're good faith, you're mature. You don't need stories anymore. You need instructional information. And then the third book that's out right now, made in print, is Tangle with the Divine. Bring your life into the light. That self-gnosis 101. And it's the cliff notes to the self-gnosis trilogy. Do yourself the most beautiful gift-giving ever. Give yourself an opportunity to at least look and digest the truth of who you are. And therefore, you will ignite the most beautiful relationship ever. You, your higher self, the divine, and you will be able to share that beauty with everyone in your life. Now that is going to make an impact in the world. That is amazing.
To your ability and to choose to be, to remain.
Have a wonderful, wonderful emergence of Christmas that you put into that is the beautiful empowerment of light and love. And you are the source of that light and love. Until next week on the Edge of Truth.